Recently, I've been pulled into more and more conversations around AI and the impact that this coming technology change is going to be having on humans. And a big change, a fundamental change, is underfoot that is likely to impact everyone in many different levels in the coming years. Hey, Adele Wong here, and welcome to the podcast where we talk about all things human, and AI is definitely something that's going to be impacting everyone. So if you're somebody who's feeling a little bit nervous or curious or wanting to know, well, gosh, how do I prepare? Then this clip is for you. And it's also one reason why I haven't been able to release as many podcasts recently. I've been so busy in these high-level conversations with AI leaders, with therapists, everybody in between, business leaders. And in order to appreciate the level of magnitude and change that's underfoot, I want to first set a little bit of context. 10,000 years ago, the rules of life for humanoids was primarily around following the seasons, following the animals, whether you're hunters and gatherers, and later into agriculture, planting, you know, the sun, the weather, that the rules of life were very much a physical experience, the physical use of the physical in terms of how we lived. And that was fine for 10,000 years. Now, about 250 years ago, with the invention of the steam engine and also the computer, the rules of life changed from being a physical thing to mastering a system. That the rules became about mastering a system of knowledge, of skill, of knowing things, outcome-based thinking. And also, there was much more of an imperative to fit in. Because a system, such as how things were being done, required a certain amount of fitting in, whether that's with corporate work or going to school. And that was fine. But now with the advent of AI, the rules are changing again. It's no longer about using your bod to work the land and know how to work with the weather patterns. And it's no longer about knowing things, because with AI, it's not really going to matter too much what you know anymore, because all of that will be offloaded onto the machines, the bots, artificial intelligence, that these computers now can do a lot of this skill and knowledge-based thinking that used to be done by humans. And so I've been getting a lot of questions from people wondering, well, what does this mean for humans, for how we live? And I'll just suggest a few things that I think are exciting, and I can appreciate the level of apprehension, because this is going to change a lot of careers and jobs and that have traditionally been done, especially jobs that required a lot of knowledge. So it's not just low-level, repetitive admin tasks that will be impacted, but also some very sophisticated things like software development, legal work, accounting, even certain types of medical procedures can now be done by machines and bots and things like that. And so people have been wondering, well, how do I prepare? What does this mean? And I'll just suggest that the opportunity now is to lean even more into everything that really matters to create a fulfilling life. What I mean by that is knowing things and being smart and being skilled is not going to be as important now moving forward as being as leaning more into things like your ability to inspire, your creativity, your uniqueness, your ability to have a vision, to draw people together, to connect to others. Everything that bots and machines and AI will never be able to do. And these are also the things that make people the happiest. And if you were to lean more into that side of the house, you are already miles ahead in preparing for the changes underfoot, and you're going to be a lot happier. Because it's like coming out of a system, whether it's how you were taught you were supposed to be, how you thought work should be, expectations within a structure, school, corporations, whatever, that what is it like when there's not so much structure? So, and that can feel like a big unknown. And it is also a tremendous opportunity, because when we're not as lost in the sauce of feeling like our lives depend on knowing things, or a specific, you know, how skillful can I be at a certain technology or whatever, there is simply much more time and space to be human again. And not only is this an imperative, an opportunity, I think it's an imperative, because if we don't take our humanity more seriously and we rely only on AI to run everything, it's a little bit precarious that the AI can overwhelm our capacity to be human. So if we were to take our humanness, our ability to connect, our presence, empathy, compassion, all these things that make you uniquely human that a machine can never do, even if it spits out the right answer. Developing those skills will allow us as humanoids, as people, to rise to the occasion so that AI becomes a servant to us. That AI and what I call EI, you know, we have AI on one side, we can say you have EI on the other, which I call energetic intelligence. You could wrap emotional intelligence in there. That when these two are together at the same level, the opportunity could be tremendous for a whole new way of connecting, of living, of relating, livelihood. Commerce might change, job descriptions will probably change. And so it's totally okay to be curious. And I will say that lean in the direction of your humanity, your uniqueness. What is something that is calling you? It's probably not as knowledge-based as you might think. It probably has something to do with making a difference in this world or helping or serving others in some way. What would it be for you? And what if more of your day, your day-to-day, could be pulled out of the repetitive tasks that tend to drive everybody crazy? You know, even things like checking your email or repetitive sitting on hold, and all these things will be streamlined. And you can have a lot more time back in your day for creative work, for meaningful work, for going deep within yourself instead of the distraction of the moment. Because I personally think AI is, there. To me, there are two AIs going on. There's the artificial intelligence that's, you know, ChatGPT and Claude and all these other tools. And there's also a thing what I call artificial intimacy, which is all the texting and scrolling and DMing and instant message and bombardment of Facebook ads. And it is vying for your attention, that this digital onslaught, where we might think we are more connected to people through our phones with 3,000 of your best friends on Facebook, and you might know what everyone else is having for lunch or where they went on vacation or what car they just bought. But if you're like me, you might feel like, gosh, why is it that when I have to leave town to speak on a stage in Phoenix, out of 3,000 friends, there's no one I feel comfortable calling to come feed my cat? So artificial intimacy is contributing to loneliness levels. The data is very clear that's rolling in. As connected as people think they are with their phones, we are more disconnected in reality than ever before. And this relying on social media to fill a need that it really can't. It's almost like a lot of cotton candy when people are just yearning for a yummy, fulfilling steak and shrimp dinner or something like that. Or whatever, if you're vegan, something that is truly nourishing. So no amount of social media can ever fill that. So when we have double AIs on this side with ChatGPT and social media, lean into the other side, the double EIs, emotional intelligence, energetic intelligence. Those of you who have been working with me, you know that I am at the forefront with the latest in energetic intelligence, which has a lot more to do with the embodiment, the sexual energy in the body, everything that's not just mindset. Because mindset work to me is still, it's not bad, but it's a little bit like if that's all you have, it's like a hammer. If that's all you've got, everything feels like a nail. And whack-a-mole. Oh, I'm going to hit this one. I'm going to fix this and my thinking here. And it just keeps popping up. Because asking your mind to change its thinking and its pattern, it can be done. It's not bad. It tends to take a lot of work. It tends to be slow and tiring and frustrating. And I've been on the forefront working with some folks with the latest in neuroscience that have nothing to do with mindset. And offer tremendous potential and opportunity using other parts of the human existence, including your energetic awareness. And this is going beyond only things like meditation and Reiki, although I love those. There is a whole tool set available. So that's very difficult to put a podcast explanation in. But I just want you to know that as much as is changing in AI, there's just as much coming fresh out of neuroscience that is tremendously exciting for our happiness, for being able to pursue a life that we truly want. Because, and I'll just close with this thought. You know, I shared this on a stage with a couple hundred people recently, about what it means to be truly human. No matter what technology is going on, whether it's the computer or AI or, you know, toiling the fields. There was a famous essay put out several years ago by a hospice nurse. Can't remember her name, but it's quite famous. If you Google, the article is called The Five Regrets of the Dying. And she was a hospice nurse who documented hundreds of patients. And towards the end of their lives, she was listening into what they were saying. And she noticed that there were five things that people kept mentioning that they regretted about their lives now that it was almost over. And she wrote this article. And wouldn't you know, when I read that article recently, every one of those five bullet points had to do with relationship. Relationship in terms of me, myself, and I, and you, the other. It could be things like, you know, I never really quite did what I wanted to do. I did what other people expected me to do because of the system I was in. It was things like I didn't know my own voice. I never pursued my own creativity. I lost track of important relationships. I was lost in the sauce of working. And I was so struck that if we take this stuff seriously, and now we may have better tools than ever, our ability to tap into the life we truly want is right here. I don't know about you, but I was very inspired and feeling that deep sense of what's important in this life right now, amidst the chaos we're in, with all the changes going on around us. You can't lose if you lean into more of your humanity and less into how to be smarter or more skilled or know more about X, even if it's psychology. Too many people are relying on self-help, psychological concepts, psychological research to actually live a life. It's like one is describing something. I'm much more interested in the tools that get you to experience something. These are radically different. Nothing wrong with the knowledge. But if all of that information isn't actually making you feel better, if it's not actually helping you engage with other humanoids better, if it's not helping you, and you can feel it, you don't have to sit and think, am I doing any better? It's a feeling of yes, yes. Not so much I have arrived, but a feeling of, you know what? This life that I'm in is worth living. Despite all these problems I'm dealing with, this struggle, that struggle, it's worth it being here and being human and being connected so I can do what I'm meant to do or make a difference in this world or care for people who care for me, whatever it is. It has nothing to do with money. So I'll just close with this thought. And by the way, if this material interests you, go to my information. I'm running a series of free events just for an opportunity for us to sit down on Zoom. And I'll share a few things from an energetic and embodiment somatic experience. It's a chance for you to try it. You know, do you like this style? Because not everyone gets a chance to meet me in person, but I do think if there's a wonderful way that we can connect and create a community. So you can check my information for that and sign up. These are not large events. So once the capacity's been reached, everybody's on a waiting list for the next event. But I think you'll enjoy it. It's got to be fun. Otherwise, why bother? All right. See you next time.